The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Experience Fifi, Feb and Nick weekdays from 6.
And experience Monet and Friends at the Loom.
A uniquely immersive introduction to art.
Monet and Friends at the Loom is a must-see for the whole family
this school holidays.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Quiet, please.
We're playing Serving with Stars. Oz Open ticks to win. So let's play for you. Wait to hear who we've locked in.
Yes, there was an amazing prize. On-court tickets to see Australian Open's women's final.
Dinner at Stoke House.
I was playing for Kane Point Cook. You were playing for Christine. Wonderful women.
Oh, like, yeah. Brought a crew along.
Absolutely.
Cheerleaders at pom-poms.
Yeah, I was playing for Kay, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were Kay. Yeah. That's okay.
And you were playing for Christine.
Christine. There's only cheering going on from sort of one end of the court.
At the start, there was equal amounts of cheering.
Okay, to give this the correct context, Fev and I were competing against each other. Mm-hmm. We had been given celebrities. Your celebrity that you were playing with was our wonderful mate, Pete Hellier. And I was so honoured to play with the wonderful Pete Hitchner, arguably the nicest man in the entertainment industry in Melbourne. What an absolute sweetheart Pete Hitchner is.
When you're describing someone's tennis skills, you don't want to hear the nicest bloke.
Yeah.
And it's like when people describe comedians. How was it? Oh, God, he was lovely.
Yeah.
I didn't hear funny.
And you don't want to give too much away because the package is going to be amazing, but it did feel like one end of the court, there was no one at the other end because the balls weren't coming back.
Which side was it? Shall we find out now?
Mm.
Here's part one of how it all went down.
Okay, one set. Who starts serving? Do we toss a coin?
I've got a coin.
No,
we're going heads or tails?
Tails. Tails, tails never fail, brother. Yep, never fail.
Tails.
We'll receive.
I saw my first ever tennis match on Saturday, and I'm officiating, so good luck.
Oh, boy.
Here we go, Pete. We'll have fun. All that matters is we have a bit of fun. How are these helicopters?
I know.
They're here for us.
They're here for us. That's how they roll.
Okay, Pete, here's the deal. I'll take the baseline. You take the net.
Yes.
We got to confuse them.
We will.
We've got to confuse them. And Fev will just make heaps of errors. We've got to rely on his force.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Play!
Oh,
out.
Just now.
It's a little bit too much mustard.
Fifi, 15.
15, love!
Fee, I'll yell it.
I'll yell it when I'm winning.
I know you want to play all positions and be the umpire, but...
Here he comes.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh, bad luck. Just long.
Is that?
Just long. Bad luck.
Just hit it back to Fife. We've got a game plan, guys.
I want to beat him so badly. I've never wanted anything more.
Oh!
Great shot, Pete!
Sorry,
what
Fife.
What about the serve?
Great serve.
Serve.
Wasn't that good a serve? He returned it quicker than it come to him.
No!
Yeah. Oh, 15-40.
Hit it back to Fee every time.
You're playing wonderful tennis. Don't listen to the man. All right.
Oh!
Okay, that was a mistake.
I think that might accidentally be game.
101.9 The Fox.
It's in the middle of finding out how Fifi... teaming up with Pete Hitchner, went in a doubles tennis match against Brendan Favola and Pete Hellier, the match that stopped the nation.
It did. It was a lot.
Stopped something in their tracks.
It was a bit like the Melbourne Cup as well.
It was a big morning. Nick Cody was our umpire, doing a great job yelling out the scores.
Oh, and getting them incorrect a few times.
That's right.
I didn't know what I was meant to yell. I yelled at a child at one point.
This was so cute. You were a little two-year-old going, go Fifi.
I don't care. You're about to serve.
And you were saying, quiet, please.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard a package, the first part of the package, Boxy. So the second part mustn't be that quick.
Why?
It must be quick, I mean, because it went pretty quick.
It actually goes longer than the first one.
Does it?
Yeah.
Must be a lot of
edits. They slowed it down.
Yeah. Was it, is this
Boxy,
in slow-mo?
It's your turn to serve.
Wonder what happened. Wonder what happened, Boxy.
Let's find out. The prize up for grabs was incredible. On-court seats thanks to Emirates for the women's final plus dinner at Stoke House. You were playing on behalf of listeners. Here's part.
All right, now you guys are down. Pete, Fifi, you're down 0-2 games here. This is how champions are made. Tom Brady was down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, came back, biggest comeback of all time.
That was Tom Brady.
That was Tom Brady, that's true.
I want to like you at the end of this, just so you know.
You'll never like me, baby.
I know, and it's not going to be good.
Oh,
that last year was brilliant, Pete. We're all good.
That's it.
Out. Long, way long. Too long.
Oh,
my double fault. How embarrassing.
It's the first time I've seen a team celebrate a double fault.
Yeah, that's really good. Yep, that was good.
Nice.
Some people say I'm like a cat at the net.
Going to sleep.
I reckon I've matched you in this game.
What are you talking about? I've hit every ball you've missed and every ball that I've hit, you haven't beat me yet. Yeah, it's good encouragement. She hates me.
I'm better than this. Oh, no.
Like a cat. Like a cat! Match point! Come on!
This is match point.
It's tense.
Oh, well done, Pete. Here
oh,
we
got
go.
Oh, really? Good work, everyone. Good work. Great game, everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't be sorry. That was really fun. Well done. Congratulations, Pete and Bev.
He says it's could have gone either way.
That was a great game.
Great game. Well done, Pete.
Good sportsmanship on the tennis court. Pete Hillier, you have some incredible tennis skills I was not aware of. Apologies to Kay and Point Cook. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
Kay, how good is this? $500 cash. You can do whatever you want with that. That's just money to burn.
And Christine,
it was better than tickets.
I'd like to bring you over to present you with the winner's check, $16,000 Emirates ground pass to the final of the
women's final dinner at Stoke House.
At the Stoke House, which is a great feed. Enjoy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
I don't know what else to say, but going to go ice bath and I've got Wimbledon coming up, so, yeah.
That was cute, you giving $500 to Kay. That was the most thing you've done, did all game. Like, okay. You didn't really
just
do much.
Just so you but. Know, I mean, I said to you even before we played, you'll beat me. You're a man. Right. You're a big man, much stronger than me. Of course you're going to beat me.
Don't be sexist.
No, you were absolutely
be. You were under 14 Wonga Park champion.
Yeah, but hang on. Novak Djokovic isn't up against Azarenka. That's a reason for that.
Saying she couldn't beat him?
She might be able to, but why? Yeah.
No, but Fev played footy.
Yeah.
It's different.
He's an athlete.
It was six love. Now, you've carried on. I'm the champion of Wonga Park, and I actually thought maybe you might win. I thought, oh.
You did
deep
not.
Deep down, I thought, well, cause she's good. She can play. And I can play a little bit, but not that good. So deep down, I portrayed to be, you know, I put the persona out that I was really good to get you in your head. Like I've won grand finals, I've won Coleman's, of all Australians, I've been king of the jungle. I'm a world record holder, for God's sake.
Italian team of the century.
This would have to be my greatest sporting moment. Oh. I got in the car on the way home and drove down the peninsula. I called you.
Why would you call her?
Because I could not be happier. I've been on cloud nine ever since. It was six love. And then, and, you know, you did have Pete.
Did you have a death wish?
You had Pete Hitchin a play, and he's, you know.
Well,
He was there. Hadn't played for a little while. He's a lovely man. But he didn't hit too many balls back over the net. And I had Pete Hillier, who was quite a good tennis player.
So Hillier-file missile.
I thought, we'll play singles together just to give you a chance to have a crack at the title. And I won that three love and she chucked her racket. But that felt better.
You didn't win.
Why are you bringing up all these facts?
I wasn't even
afterwards?
Playing. By that, it was all over. I was just hitting the ball. I was already deflated, dejected.
And all I've got to say
that
to you
was not a game.
Is you're actually a very good tennis player. You serve well. Your backhand's great. Your forehand's great.
You're just trying to make me feel better.
No, you were. And if you had had a better partner, you probably would have won. There you go.
Oh, that's very... You've really
painted Fiend to a corner here.
I'm being honest. You were good.
You set fire to the exits.
Your partner wasn't that good. And that's nothing against him.
He was wonderful, Pete.
No, he's a great man. He's just not a good tennis player.
Spirit of honesty, look me in the eye. Do you actually think I'm a good tennis player?
Yeah, I think you're a great tennis player.
You sort of looked away for a second there. Look me in the eye.
No, you're a great tennis player. You hit the ball well. What did I say to you? What did I say to you afterwards? You shocked me.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said I was impressed. You shocked me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I shock you, Nick?
I was expecting more. I'm going to be honest.
You didn't think she was good.
Mate, I thought Fee was going to light it up a bit.
She hit the ball pretty well. Her serve was on.
Yeah.
Her backhand was on.
Yeah.
She was just real flat with the bar. I thought you were great.
But anyway, it was a great moment.
Thanks to Albert Park. No.
See you, Nick.
Thanks to Albert Park for putting it on.
Yeah.
Well done to Emirates Stokehouse, to our two contestants.
A big thanks to Emirates.
And to Pete. The PHs.
They were brilliant.
I want to say, Fee's dentist going to be very busy this weekend because at the end you'll say, that was a fantastic game.
There's an incredible video up on our socials.
I thought you were great.
You need to see what they're talking about. At Fifi Fevernick, Emirates is the official airline partner of the Australian Open 2023, making all this happen, celebrating more fly better moments.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fee's melted.
I am okay, but I've just had sort of like a life-changing realization, like an epiphany. So I'd always carry this, and you know this, through the show. Tennis was my sport. It was my sport. I was the under 14 Wonga Park champion.
Runner up,
whatever. It was very close to winning. And it's sort of my thing. And he's got lots of things, Fev. He's got common medals and world records and things like that.
Team of the century.
And I just had tennis. And I don't anymore. So he's got that. He just took that off.
No, but you said we're going to like maybe play each other like one on one. Where do we go now from this? Because you are flat.
I just said, what could I beat you at? Like we've got to go and have a crack at a sport or a game that I could beat you at something.
And it was like the brainstorm.
And watching about 10 people in this room, all our producers, all our team, not one idea, not one thing. Nobody could think of anything that I might be better at than Fev.
We're on the second floor of a building in South Melbourne and I saw a tumbleweed go down the hallway.
We asked your daughter what you were good at and young Trixie Bell.
What did you say I'm good at?
You're good at telling Lizzie off.
That's our dog.
So I'm good at telling the dog off.
That melted her. My daughter thinks I'm only good
at
telling
Lizzie. That's what my daughter thinks of me.
Fee. Maybe one of those dog, you know, those like Westminster dog show where they run along with the dog and the dog jumps through hoops.
That's not her doing it. It's the dog.
And then it just occurred to me. I had a flashback. I looked back through my childhood and all the sports I tried. So I was in inter-school diving, inter-school gymnastics, inter-school indoor cricket. I was just okay. And this is just, I'm having one of those moments. And you know what? Some people in this world are just average. And that's me. No. I'm just average.
That's okay.
My dad actually recently told me, because it was funny, we were talking about how I was an inter-school diver. And I think he might have been telling Trixie. And Dad started laughing. And he was like, well, you're Bradbury'd into that team. So there were three girls that they wanted before me and they all injured themselves. And Dad was sort of laughing, going, you were like the only person that was brave enough to do it. So I had the confidence to bring him up again.
He was the third quarterback.
She's not Tom Brady.
And apparently we were at the inter-school diving and all these people are doing somersaults and backflips and I just did like a backward dive, I didn't realise how embarrassing that must have been for my
I'll tell you one thing, Boxy. Everything to do with activity, I'd probably beat you because I'm a sportsman. I've been born that way. I've done it all my life. Anything to do with academic, reading, anything outside of sport, you will beat me, 100%.
What? But this is the thing.
I'm saying anything. I'm only good at one thing, and that's activity, sport. I am really, really bad at everything else.
But this is how and Fee keeps saying she's not competitive. She keeps saying this, but Fee wants to beat you at a sport.
Yeah. Well, I just want to be good at one sport. Cameron, that's called. We've got some people are calling in from Mount Martha. Hey, Cam.
Hi.
Hey, Cameron.
Nice to talk. I love a female Cameron. Cameron, what did you want to contribute to this flattening conversation?
Fifi, I think you can beat Bev in a dance battle.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, you brought up another sore spot.
She got voted off first.
Okay, in the Dancing with the Stars reunion, I got voted off first. That is right. But
and I'm not
prior to that, I was a runner-up. Yeah, I got to the second.
You are a good dancer. We went and did dance practice together, and I was average.
We could do a dance-off.
Yeah, well, you'd probably beat me.
And that's athletic. That's physical. Yeah. Thank you, Cam. You've given me a bit of a pump-up.
But you're only as good as your partner, but we'll have to be single. We'll have
to dance on our own.
Yeah, like really get into a jive.
Oh, okay,
I'll have a jive-off with you.
Yes.
Okay, but we'd have to get like proper dance judges that you can't bribe.
Yeah, you get.
That you can't bribe.
Well, you try to bribe them.
How?
Because cash?
Have you seen me drive? I'll Google my drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good suggestion, Cam. Thank you. I've forgotten. I am not bad on the dance floor. I did go off Dance with the Stars first, though. Eric from Riddles Creek.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Eric.
Oh, look, I've got to tell you, Fifi, I think you're underplaying the part of what a highly accomplished woman you are. And apart from anything else, a spelling competition.
She
and
wins.
Let's also remember that you brought Fev in originally.
Oh, thank you.
Brought me into what?
Radio.
Into the radio, yes.
Oh, no.
Hey, Eric. No,
thank you,
Eric. There was a little man named Adrian that did that.
No, and you know that he didn't. I did.
Mate, I've been in radio long before I was
at
Fox.
Yeah, I can't talk about Grubby and DD.
Yeah,
but
I was on, Eric, I was on Triple M and I was on Gold FM before Fox.
Thank you, Eric.
Stop poking the bear, Fev.
I just want to let Eric know.
Spelling competitions actually are good.
Oh, you beat me. I wouldn't even have a spell competition.
Yeah.
Out.
Well, if you keep pushing, Fev, you'll be on the D-O-L-E, so.
Can you spell competition, Fev? Go.
Pardon?
Spell competition, go.
C-O-M-P. E-T-I-T-I-O-N.
You're looking at the screen. Oh. You looked at the screen. Thank you, Eric. That was a lovely phone call. I appreciate that. Somebody had the word competition on the screen.
I did struggle. When I got to P-E, I didn't know the rest of it.
No.
But I'm a horrible speller, horrible reader. I admit that.
Anything
to do with outside of
sport?
Yeah,
but the only thing is, like, you know, people who do spelling bees, they don't have, like, cheerleaders and people think they're hot and amazing, do they? All the things he's good at, everyone thinks is amazing.
They get X-rayed at them. Hey, you're an amazing person. You're an author. So am I. But we have different.
It's all good.
No, we have different things.
Over?
You're on the Australian, the book of the year. Book of the year.
Book of the year.
Oh, it's a short list, which is actually quite a long list.
13, 10, 60, any other suggestions?
What's your best thing, Eric? What's your best thing you're
good at? I just said to you, I don't know. No, I don't, like I'm not. I'm an average human.
Unbelievable broadcaster. Oh, man. Award-winning broadcaster.
Just okay at stuff.
You want an acro?
Hey, it's okay to admit that you're just okay at stuff.
You
and
can't
that's where I'm at.
You cannot go into the weekend with this attitude.
I can.
Mate,
you
won an acro.
He did this to me.
I didn't win an acro.
You did this to me, just so you know.
No.
I was okay before that game of tennis.
I didn't do it. You talked yourself up how good a tennis player you were, and I showed you that you weren't.
50 Cent. How about R&B Fridays?
That was all fun. Mate, you had an 80-year-old.
101.9 The Fox.
According to Vanity Fair magazine, a survey they've done, 25%, that's quite high, I would have thought, of people don't wear underwear. Go commando.
I thought it'd be more.
What?
I thought it'd be more.
Really?
Yeah, because jocks are annoying. I never
wore
them.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Annoying?
Yeah, they're just annoying. Oh, you wouldn't find them annoying.
Well, I don't get the joke.
He's implying that I... You don't.
He doesn't fill them up.
That's what he's saying.
He's not packing heat.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think surely,
mate. I never wore jocks until I worked at this establishment, and Fee was like, "You need to wear jocks." I'm like, "Why?"
Yeah. Because it looks like Han Solo, frozen in the.
You got to let it breathe. Some air. I just don't like wearing jocks. I wear them now. They're annoying.
Really?
So when I played footy, I wore like the Nike like skins.
Skins.
Yeah. Just wore skins. And that's all I used to wear was skins.
So you don't wear jocks under skins?
No. But what the? Why wouldn't you just get tighter briefs then?
No.
They're the same thing.
Nah, I just don't. Jocks are annoying. As soon as I get home, I take them off, put my shorts on. I only wear jocks here.
You'd wear jocks with jeans.
No way.
You are kidding.
What's wrong with you?
The fly rubbing up. That's no good.
That would
There's
hurt.
Things rubbing, yeah.
Mate, denim. It just sits on the thigh.
On that note,
what your thought?
Tyre Cruise hangover at the Fox. Might be a few of those after Australia Day yesterday. 18 minutes past 7. Good morning. It is Fifi Fevernick.
When controversial figures go quiet, things get a bit boring and sometimes they pop their heads back up. And a controversial figure that's popped his head back up is Pete Evans. Remember when Pete Evans was just hanging out with Manu on MKR?
Yeah.
He was a chef. He was just, you know, critiquing people's food. And then the next minute he'd be on the news and a current affair would be chasing him down streets with cameras.
His lamp that he had, remember that?
His lamp, that's right. He went very alternative and he had different opinions. And he was, I know, remember, it all flared up when he was very anti the COVID vaccine.
Maybe sunlight could be the best vaccine in the world. Maybe good nutrition could be the best vaccine in the world. Maybe self-love, maybe hugging and connecting to other human beings and looking at different points of view could be the best vaccine in the world for our community moving forward.
And we all thought, cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah. And Josiah went up and visit him.
He's not wrong.
Where
he's
was he?
I actually loved everything he just said. I think everything he just said is wonderful.
No.
I don't think it cures COVID, though. Or
no, well, that's what
illnesses.
He was talking about.
That's what he was saying.
And then he did, well, how much was he selling?
I was going to get the polio vaccine. Then I thought, no, I'll just chat to my neighbours.
He was selling the sort of infrared lamp for about, what was it, $15,000? And then
20 maybe, yeah.
Who are they? The medical people. They sued him. The watchdogs. They sued him. And then remember he had a theory. He fell victim to some conspiracy theories about himself.
I could very easily disappear, you know. Some people would like me to disappear, no doubt. And I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
Imagine if he did have an accident. Ooh.
For me, despite everything he says, which is cuckoo, it's the creepy soft speaking. He's got a creepy voice. Yeah.
You're like if you had a massage or something and someone started talking to you like that, the masseur, you'd be like, I'm out of here.
Exactly, no.
Also, I love that too, to just assume that you're so high up that you go, yeah, you think it was a heart attack, don't you? But it was the Illuminati.
Yeah. They're real.
No.
He's in the news again because he and I believe his partner, they have fasting retreats. I didn't realise he was doing this and it's only made headlines because of what he's charging for it.
No, the best thing about travel is eating and he's making you do the opposite.
I know. This is great. This is it's a 2-day fasting retreat where you learn breathing exercises and he's charging $2,500. Two nights of hanging out with Pete Evans and he's teaching you how to breathe. $2,500.
I'm all for that.
I don't mind it. I'm in.
I'm not going. I'm not going and I'm not paying it. And whoever does should be on a list. But there is something about going, if someone wants to buy that, feel free. Go along.
I'm easily persuaded. I could cold
up. So why would you want to do that?
Not eat for 2 days.
I don't want to
lose weight, fast, and learn something. Why not?
Do you not know how to breathe?
No, isn't it like a, sometimes I just need to stop and breathe.
Right.
I'm just.
Well, why don't we send you on this?
Yes. Yeah, a couple of days off. Mate, I'm in.
Yes.
I think it's a good idea. I think you hanging out with Pete Evans for 2 days.
Last time I went to a fat farm, with footy and because we were in the fat club. So we went up to Queensland to a retreat for like a week to lose weight over the pre-season. And I think I lost like 5.5 kilos, which was great, which it worked well. So you just eat really good food. And then we had the last...
Imagine how much you'd lose not eating at all.
Yeah. No, I'd lose probably 10, which would be great for my rig at the moment. I've got T-shirts that don't fit. And then we went to the Gold Coast the last night and we went out on the drink. I would have eaten myself a couple of McChickens, a Big Mac. And then on the plane home, when we got back to the footy club, I'd put on a kilo.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick. Fifi, Feb and Nick are fun for the whole family. Just like Monet and friends at the Loom. It's art presented like never before in a bold symphony of light, colour and sound. A must see for the whole family this school holidays. Fifi, Feb and Nick.